Welcome back, listeners of KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. You are listening to Faith in Action. It's a new show produced here in Sioux City. It's local. I'm your host today, Joanne Fox. Joining me in the studio are two of our permanent deacons for the Diocese of Sioux City, Dennis Brockhaus and his brother Patrick Brockhaus. And if you were able to listen to the first segment, you learned a lot of background about these two men. And we want to kind of continue that background because, as you know, listeners, I like to personalize this show as much as possible. And before we got started with the show, we started talking about our connections that really I had no idea that we were in the least bit connected, and surprisingly, we were. So, Dennis, why don't you start out by telling the listeners how it is that the Brockhaus and Foxes are connected?
So, high school, you know, we go back to high school, and there was the three of us that were really, really tight, and that'd be Jamie Sitzman, which actually also just was ordained a permanent deacon, which is pretty amazing. He's in Pat's class.
My class. And, that's a cool class.
That's a cool class.
And Jay Fox. And Jay's girlfriend at the time, Connie Haganon, was good buddies with my wife, which was Liz Keegan at the time. So both of us married our high school sweethearts, so we've known each other for years. And then if you want to get the story, get even weirder yet, is when I had gotten out of the military and I joined PBX, the head manager that was over PBX was John Heitman, which happens to be good buddies with your husband, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
So it just goes on and on in a circle. Our neighbor is Connie's sister, which Connie was actually raised just about two houses away from us out in the country. And
yes.
Her sister,
half a mile.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Her sister, Judy, had always stayed with her dad over the hill. So we keep an eye on Judy to make sure she's taken care of because dad has since passed away. So small world, right?
It is a very small world. And I'm thinking, you know, when you talk about Jay is my husband's brother, so my brother-in-law. Connie is his wife. That's my sister-in-law. And I think you guys have been out of high school now. Are we talking about 40 years or so?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that is how long? Four decades. We have a connection, you know, and I just love these small world stories. And then when you mentioned John, you know, who has since passed away, God rest his soul, John and my husband Dean were huge drag racing buddies. And they worked on the same car and raced it up in Marion, South Dakota at Thunder Valley. So who knew? Who knew? Now, Patrick, you're a bit younger. So you went to Lawton Bronson. You might have been on the tail end of the Foxes.
Joe Fox.
Yeah.
I was a freshman. I think Joe was a senior at the time.
Okay.
And you know what? With Jamie and Jay running around, I mean, they were always hanging out either at our place. So that's where I seen them, would be at our house or at school. But yeah, I spent time with those guys. Yeah.
Yeah, such a small world. You know, when you start talking to somebody, and then we laughed because you always have to watch what you say, because you never know if suddenly they go, you know, that was the best man in my wedding that you just dissed. And I'm sorry, you know, I didn't know that, you know. So, yeah, small world connections are great. And like I've told the listeners before, this is my show, so I pretty much control what it is that's being said on the show. And if I want to get into our personal lives, so be it. But I think those are what I call God moments, you know, that you go, hey, you know what? We have a commonality that you might not have known about, which I would have never known about. So I'm looking forward to reaching out to my brother-in-law, who now is going to be my favorite brother-in-law.
Right.
Even though I got a ton of brothers-in-law, because Dean is the oldest of nine, so I got a lot of in-laws. But again, reaching out and saying, guess what? This was so exciting, you know, that I connected with somebody that I had no idea that you were close to at one time. So really cool. So listeners, if you were listening to the first segment, you know that we kind of started talking about the faith journeys of these two guys. And this time I'm going to kind of segue to Patrick because Dennis has kind of been hogging the microphone there.
He's been hogging the microphone. I'm used to it anyway.
Yeah, I know you are. But sometimes it's good to go to the younger brother every once in a while. So tell us kind of, again, you kind of alluded to it a little bit about God kind of niggling at you. He was calling you all the time. And how that kind of manifested itself. Was it manifested itself in prayer or just when you're driving down the street?
You know, speaking of driving down the street, so. Right?
Funny you should say that.
You know, I think what really hit me, I'm going to say it's my first moment. I probably get emotional because it was God just coming into my life. I was in some financial trouble. And I worked my tail off for my house that I built, and I live in still, but we were having trouble making payments. Me and the wife were just in some financial trouble. Anyway, I'm going to a job in Council Bluffs, and they were going to take my house away. And I just, for some reason, I went to prayer. You know, normally you don't do that, right? And I went to prayer, and I just asked God to just don't let them take my house away. Mm-hmm. And I said, I need your help. And at that moment, I could feel through my whole body, just, I have this. I bawled because mm-hmm. I could feel his presence. He was in my life. I could feel like, I got this for you. Thanks, you know, basically like, thanks for coming to me. I got this. And I think from that moment on, you know, I think I started making, I think I prayed. I was like, Lord, I want to be a Jesus freak, but not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think we all want that. We want to be a Jesus freak, but, you know, I still got my friends and they're not Jesus freaks, right? So I'm like, how am I going to, I want to slowly work into this Jesus freakiness, I guess you could say. But after that, it's just, they were baby steps. And it was just the way it came perfect. I think that's the way I wanted it. And I think he gave that to me. But then there was a point where I was still doing baby steps. And I think God says, all right, Pat, I think I'm done with baby steps mm-hmm. with you. We're going bigger. And so I started off with, I think the big step was being a catechist was another big step for me. So I was sending my kids, it's like, oh, that's what my parents did. You know, we're in public school, right? Kids are going to public school. We're going to send you to CCD, and that's where you're going to go. And I don't know, for some reason, it's like, I don't know what it was, like $60 for both my kids to go to CCD. It's like, oh, that's pretty expensive. I'm going to homeschool them. Yeah,
there's a great strategy, Pat.
So I'm like, well, I get a hold of the DRE, I'm going to homeschool my kids. I go there, I go get a book. I'm thinking they have like a grade level book, you know, workbook, whatever. She hands me the Catechism of the Catholic Church and says, here you go. And I was like, this looks like junk. What am I going to do with this? I'm like, all right, that's what I'm going to do. So I take that home, I'm looking around like, this is stupid. I'm not even doing that. We're just going to do the Bible. We're going to go through the Bible. Well, that was a terrible, I mean, we did. I didn't even do it half the time, right?
Right.
And I thought, this is a terrible idea. So we ended up, the next year, I was like, I'm not doing that again.
So how long ago was this, would you say?
This was 23 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Holy wow.
Yeah. So 23 years ago, that's when God's making his first steps. 20 years ago, because it's 2004.
Okay. Yeah, and this is 2021.
18 years ago. Man, 18. I got bad math.
I do too.
Terrible. I need a calculator.
And I'm going, yeah, that's how long ago it was.
Yeah, yeah. So way back.
Way back.
Yeah, way back. So anyway, the DRE, I'm just going to enroll my kids back into CCD, and the DRE calls me and says, you want to be a catechist? We're looking for catechists. I'm like, I don't know. I'll have to talk to my wife. That was just for me to get off the phone with her because my answer was no. So I was telling my wife about it. And she's like, well, did you give her an answer? I go, nah, she don't need to. She'll call me.
Mm-hmm.
She never called. And my wife finally says, hey, call up that woman. Her name was June Hamill. Call her up and tell her what you're doing. I go, what am I doing? She goes, that's your call. You got to tell her yes or no. I think at that moment I'm a yes person. I don't like saying no. So I'd call her, talk to her, and I'm about ready to say no, and I say yes. And so I became a sixth grade religious ed teacher. And come to find out, my Catholic knowledge was less than a sixth grader. So they gave me the book, and I had to read this so I could know what I was teaching. So I was less than a sixth grade education as far as my Catholic faith. So that's where I've stepped up. I mean, I was like, I had to know it, and I've gone through the years building up my faith and learning more about the church. It's been a great ride. I think God did turn me into a Jesus freak with me saying yes, but And now we have hats that say I'm a Jesus freak. I mean, I wear shirts that I'm not wearing one today, but normally I wear shirts that they're Jesus shirts. That's all I have in my closet. But
yeah. And the response of friends has been positive?
It has been. My friends have been very supportive. They have really been. I don't hang out with them like I used to coulda, but they're still there. They're still friends. And I think I'm getting some more involved in the church. I'm getting more churchly friends. But really, we don't hang out with church people. It's our family. We're a tight family. The Brockhaus are a tight family. We hang together. So when I said yes, it wasn't a surprise because we already went through it with him.
There you go.
So it was very well welcomed. I think my mom was more joyful than I was at the time. And she still is. After the ordination, she's still on cloud nine. She's higher than I am.
So moms are like
mom
that.
Mom is just in cloud nine. It's just watching her has been a great joy too.
So. Well, guess what, listeners? It's time to take another short break. We are so tickled that you are staying with us. We have lots more to talk about, and eventually we will get to the permanent deacon stuff, but that means you have to stay tuned. After this short break, come on and join us because we will be right back.